The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." And at this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all, and he did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord. Things are not always as obvious as they seem. Of course, people say things like, "That's as plain as the nose on your face." But is the nose on your face so plain? Where did your nose come from? One day, a little girl asked her mother, "Where did people come from?" Her mother answered, "God made Adam and Eve, and they had children, and that's how all mankind was made." A couple of days later, the same little girl asked her father the same question. He said, "Many years ago, there were monkeys, which the human race eventually evolved from." The confused little girl ran back to her mother and asked, "Mommy, how come you told me that we were created by God, but Daddy said we come from monkeys?" The mother smiled and said, "Well, dear, it's really very simple. I told you about my side of the family, and he told you about his." Sometimes things are not as plain as the nose on your face. Even your nose is not so plain. In the gospel today, it's not very plain what Jesus means and what he's talking about either. Is he talking about the temple, or is he talking about his body? First, Jesus says, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." So clearly he means the temple, right? And that's certainly what the Jews thought. But one verse later, it says, "But he was speaking about the temple of his body." So which is it, Jesus? Can you blame the Jews for being confused? Actually, Jesus is talking about both. That is, he's drawing a kind of correlation or connection between the temple and his own body, saying that his body is the true temple. You see, that's why Jesus took so much offense at the way the Jews were disregarding and desecrating the temple, because Jesus felt as if they were virtually disregarding and desecrating his own body. Years later, St. Paul will make a similar connection for the Corinthians when he writes to them, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. In other words, God indeed created our bodies. We're not just an upgraded version of monkeys. But even more, He created our bodies to be temples. For Jesus, that connection between the body and the temple was as plain as the nose on your face. That is, the nose on your face is a part of the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, there are lots of things that are not so plain about our faith, and we have to think carefully so we don't get confused like the Jews did. Consider these humorous examples. One day, a little boy was feeling very sick. He was sick to his stomach while he was in church, and he told his mom that he didn't feel well. So she said, "Go outside behind the bushes and throw up there." The little boy left, but he came back quicker than his mom expected. And she asked him, "Are you feeling better?" The boy smiled and said, "Yes, much better. I didn't have to go all the way to the bushes. There was a box by the door that said, 'For the sick.'" By the way, that's why the box by our door says, "For the poor," not "For the sick." One morning, a husband and his wife were in the kitchen discussing who should make the coffee. And the wife said, "The man should definitely make the coffee in the morning. It says so in the Bible." The man asked, "Where in the world does it say that in the Bible?" The woman opened the Bible and said, "Right here, it says Hebrews." You're welcome, ladies. You see, often our faith requires a second look. It is not as plain as we think, not as plain as the nose on your face. You know, something else that's not so plain to people is this penitential season of Lent. Why do Catholics make all these sacrifices, like giving up TV or Facebook or chocolate or soft drinks? What is the point of disciplining our wills by more prayer and penance and helping the poor? Do we Catholics just enjoy the pain and like making ourselves miserable? No, not at all. We do this because our bodies are really temples. And just like Jesus had to run out the money changers and the buyers and the sellers and the doves and the sheep and the oxen and the goats out of the temple in Jerusalem, so too we must drive out our selfish desires out of our bodies, out of these flesh and blood temples of the Spirit. Lent is kind of like a cord of discipline to drive out laziness and greed, to get rid of gluttony and lust, to leave no room for vanity and pride. Lent returns the body once again into a house of prayer and love, not a marketplace. You see, every Lent, we should feel what Jesus felt. Zeal for your house consumes me. Because you see, our bodies too are temples of the Holy Spirit. A few years ago, I read a short book by Father Robert Barron called Heaven in Stone and Glass. He explained how the ancient Gothic churches and cathedrals, a lot like the one you're sitting in right now, were built by people of great faith. Those Christians easily and effortlessly saw the harmony between their bodies and the churches that they built. That one was a mirror reflection of the other. Listen to this stirring passage from that book. Father Barron writes, "There is a wonderful description of the construction of Chartres Cathedral that has come down to us from the 12th century. It says that people from all walks of life and social strata, lords and ladies, soldiers, and common workers came together in the grueling task of transporting stones, wine, grain, and the oil to the work site. They labored side by side in reverential silence, and all forgave their enemies. Wow, sounds just like our spaghetti supper a few weeks ago. But that is a perfect snapshot of Lent. We sacrifice legitimate passions so that we can serve other people. We drive out the meanness of the marketplace from our hearts so that we can give generously to the poor. And we forgive our persecutors so that we can find peace. We do all this in and through our bodies because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And by the way, for a Christian, that is as plain as the nose on your face. Praised be Jesus Christ.